这是一首非常宝贵的诗歌。
This is a very precious hymn.
很感谢主，也特别为我们预备了Caleb 弟兄来带领这首诗歌。
And we also thank the Lord for preparing Brother Caleb to prepare this hymn.
哦，所以我刚刚才知道他是一位长跑健将。
So I just learned that he used to be a long distance runner.
当他告诉我们这个长跑的关于长跑的事情啊，我不知道弟兄姐妹听得怎么样，我听了真想起来开始要好好的长跑。
I don't know what your feeling was when you were hearing him describe long distance running, but as I was listening to him describe it, I wanted to start running.
我真想证实一下他所说的是不是真的。
I wanted to confirm that what he said was true.
我也想到为着我们弟兄和他的一家感谢主。
And for his whole family, I thank the Lord.
看见他实在是在他跟随主的道路上面，他也是一位长跑健将。
Because as I see his run before the Lord, I see that he is truly a long distance runner.
神不仅赐给他们一个孩子、两个孩子、三个孩子。
Because not just they don't have just one child, but two, but three.
他们还在那里仍然的竭力往前。不是年轻人，要澄清一下。
And they're still moving forward, serving the young people.
所以啊，感谢主，真是把许多主所爱的见证人放在我们中间。
We thank the Lord for placing many testimonies of those who love the Lord among us.
所以，弟兄姐妹应该知道我今天早晨交通的负担是什么。
So you perhaps know the burden that I want to share this morning.
关于奔跑的事情。
And that is this matter of running the race.
请我们先一同来读几处的圣经。
Shall we read a few passages of scripture?
请我们先翻到新约希伯来书。
Shall we first turn to the New Testament, the book of Hebrews?
希伯来书第十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书第十二章，我们要读第一、第二两节。
Hebrews chapter 12, we will read verses 1 and 2.
希伯来书第十二章第一节，我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐。奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
好，我们下一处的经文要读的是在路加福音第十九章。
The next passage that we will read is in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19.
我们从第十一节读到第二十三节。
We'll read verses 11 through 23.
路加福音第十九章第一节，第十一节。
Luke 19, verse 11.
众人正在听见这些话的时候，耶稣因为将近耶路撒冷，又因他们以为神的国快要显出来，就另设一个比喻说，有一个贵胄往远方去，要得国回来，便叫了他的十个仆人来，交给他们十锭银子，说，你们去做生意，只等我回来。他本国的人却恨他，打发使者随后去说，我们不愿意这个人做我们的王。他既得国回来，就吩咐叫那领银子的仆人来，要知道他们做生意赚了多少。头一个上来说，主啊，你的一锭银子已经赚了十锭。主人说，好，良善的仆人，你既在最小的事上有忠心，可以有权柄管十座城。第二个来说，主啊，你的一锭银子已经赚了五锭。主人说，你也可以管五座城。又有一个来说，主啊，看哪，你的一锭银子在这里，我把它包在手巾里存着。我原是怕你，因为你是严厉的人，没有放下的还要去拿，没有种下的还要去收。主人对他说，你这恶仆，我要凭你的口定你的罪。你既知道我是严厉的人，没有放下的还要去拿，没有种下的还要去收，为什么不把我的银子交给银行，等我来的时候 连本带利都可以要回来呢？
While they were listening to these things, Jesus went on to tell a parable because he was near Jerusalem, and they supposed that the kingdom of God was going to appear immediately. So he said, A nobleman went to a distant country to receive a kingdom for himself and then return. And he called 10 of his slaves and gave them 10 minas and said to them, Do business with this until I come back. But his citizens hated him and sent a delegation after him, saying, We do not want this man to reign over us. When he returned after receiving the kingdom, he ordered that these slaves to whom he had given the money be called to him so that he might know what business they had done. The first appeared, saying, Master, your mina has made 10 minas more. And he said to him, Well done, good slave, because you have been faithful in a very little thing, you are to be in authority over 10 cities. The second came, saying, Your mina, master, has made 5 minas. And he said to him, Also, and you are to be over 5 cities. Another came, saying, Master, here is your mina, which I kept away in a handkerchief, for I was afraid of you because you are an exacting man. You take up what you did not lay down and reap what you did not sow. He said to him, By your own words I will judge you, you worthless slave. Did you know that I am an exacting man, taking up what I did not lay down and reaping what I did not sow? Then why did you not put my money in the bank? And having come, I would have collected it with interest. Shall we bow for a word of prayer?
主，我们感谢赞美你，因为你昨日今日直到永远都是一样的。
Lord, we thank you because yesterday, today, and forever, you are forever the same.
主，你向着我们的爱也从来没有改变。
And your love has never changed toward us.
早晨实在是因着你的爱，我们还能够来到你面前。
And so this morning, again, by your love, we can come before you.
我们能够来与你一同坐席。
And we can feast together with you.
主，我们的心因着你的救恩满了感谢。
And our heart, because of your salvation, we're so full of thanksgiving.
主，我们也还要靠你的恩典，要来听你所要对我们说的话。
And again, according to your grace, we want to hear the words you have to say to us.
主，求你赐给我们有一个谦卑受教的心。
Give us a humble and teachable heart.
也赐给我们有一个渴慕你话语的心。
And give us a heart that thirsts after your word.
主，好叫你的话能够在我们听见的人心里能够成就你所喜悦的美意。
So that your words may accomplish your good will in our hearts.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' most precious name. Amen. Amen.
我上一次和弟兄姐妹交通到关于神圣的苦难，就是十字架的苦难。
Last time we spoke about holy suffering, that is the suffering of the cross.
我们从希伯来书第十二章第一二两节的经文里面，我们看见我们的主，他因那摆在他前面的喜乐，他就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
We see from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, that our Lord Jesus, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, despised the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the Father.
神在过去历世历代当中，他一直在呼召一般属他的人。
God, throughout all the generations, he is calling a group of people who belong to him.
要我们来跟从主耶稣的脚踪。
So that we may follow in the footsteps of our Lord.
来奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
So that we could run the race set before us.
叫我们能够看见那原为万物所本，为万物所属的。
So that we can take a look at the God who has created all things.
他要带领许多的儿子进到荣耀里去。
He wants to bring many sons into glory.
我们的主他奔跑了十字架的道路，他进到荣耀里。
Our God, our Lord, he has run the race before him and he has run into glory.
今天同样的，我们要跟从他的脚踪，也来奔那摆在我们前头的路程，来与他一同进到荣耀里去。
And just like him, we are to run in his footsteps so that we will enter into glory with him.
所以为此，我们看见在希伯来书第十一章那里，神就给我们看见那许多信心的见证人。
And so we see in Hebrews chapter 11, many of those who testify of faith.
借着他们那如同云彩般的见证来围绕我们。
Through this great cloud of witnesses, we see that they surround us.
来激励我们。
They encourage us.
叫我们今天也能够来答应主的呼召。
So that we may also agree to his calling.
来跟随主奔那摆在我们前面的路程。
So that we may follow him and walk the way set before us.
这条摆在我们前头的路程是一条关乎神国度的路程。
This path that is set before us is a path that is regarding his kingdom.
它是与神的荣耀有关。
And it has to do with his glory.
他是决定我们将来能不能与我们主在他国度里头一同作王掌权的一个关键。
It determines whether or not we can reign with him.
也就是说，当主回来的时候
，That is to say, when the Lord returns,
他得着他的国度
，When he gains his kingdom,
我们能不能与主一同在他国度里面来作王掌权
？Can we reign together with him when he gains his glory, when he gains his kingdom?
这完全这是取决于今天我们是不是答应主的呼召来奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
So this is dependent on whether or not we agree and follow this path that he has set before us.
我们重生得救是神白白的恩典。
Our salvation is completely based upon his free grace.
当圣灵在里头点火我们的信心。
When the Holy Spirit has set up flame, the faith in our hearts.
我们接受了主耶稣在十字架上所成就的那个救恩。
Once we have accepted the salvation that he has accomplished on the cross.
我们所有的罪就因的主的宝血得蒙洗净。
All of our sins are cleansed by his precious blood.
过犯得蒙赦免。
All of our iniquities are forgiven.
我们能够带着无愧的良心来到父神面前呼叫阿爸父。
And now we can bring before him a blameless conscience and call him our Abba Father.
然而今天我们要能够进入神完全的心意里头。
But for us to enter into his complete will.
神的心意乃是盼望每一个他所拯救的人都能够得着国度，能够得着冠冕。
His will is for every one of us to gain the kingdom and to gain that reward.
今天我们就需要来答应主的呼召，来奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
So today we must respond to his calling so that we would walk the way set before us.
弟兄姐妹，当我们稍稍明白主在十字架所为我们成就这一个救恩的时候
，As soon as you understand a little bit of the salvation that God has accomplished for us，
这也是今天早晨我们在波饼聚会当中弟兄姐妹在主面前所献上的感谢和赞美。
That was a thanksgiving that all brothers and sisters had expressed before the Lord in front of the table this morning。
因为主的救恩是那么的大
，Because his salvation is so great。
他不仅从前救我们脱离那极大的死亡
，Not only has he in the past set us free from death，
他今天仍然拯救我们
，But today he still saves us。
而且我们相信他将来还要救我们。
And we believe in the future he will continue to save us.
主的救恩不仅叫我们的灵能够活过来。
His salvation not only allows us to be alive in our spirit.
他将他自己的生命赐给了我们。
But he has given us his own life.
他还来拯救我们的魂。
And he will save our soul.
到有一天我们的身体也要变化，像主从死里复活以后那荣耀的形体相似。
So that one day our body will also be changed, just like his body after he was resurrected from the dead.
所以难怪希伯来书的作者他这么说。
So no wonder the author of Hebrews he says.
他说我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢
？So how will we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?
弟兄姐妹，我们何等需要认识主所为我们成就的救恩。
How we need to come to know this great salvation that He has done for us.
好叫我们知道，我们能够为着主拯救我们的心意，我们能够来竭力的往前。
So that for His purpose, we can walk in the path set before us.
希伯来书的作者在那里所向我们发出的是何等的鼓励。
The words that the author of Hebrews writes is so encouraging.
也是何等严肃的警告。
And it's also a very serious warning.
我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢
？How will we escape if we neglect so great a salvation？
在我们刚刚读路加福音十九章的那个经文里头
，In the passage that we just read in the Gospel according to Luke，
主耶稣就设了一个比喻，乃是关乎到国度的一个比喻。
The Lord told a parable that has to do with the kingdom.
在里面我们看见有十个仆人，他们从主人手中都领受了一定的银子。
We see that from the hands of the master, each servant they received a certain amount of minas or money.
我们知道圣经中在讲到银子，就讲到我们的救恩。
When it speaks of this minas or money, it speaks of our salvation.
所以我们看见这十个仆人，每一个都是蒙恩得救的人。
So we see that among these ten slaves, each one of them have been saved by grace.
因为他们都从主人手中领受了、接受了这一定的银子。
Because they have all received some amount of minas.
然而在这十个仆人当中，并不是每一个人当主人回来的时候，他们都得着奖赏。
However, not all of them received the reward when the master arrived, when he came back.
所以在这个比喻当中，主耶稣特别说，就是当这个主人得国回来的时候。
And so the Lord Jesus specifically said that when the master returned, he after he received the kingdom.
弟兄姐妹，这个德国，这个主人不是去德国。去出差回来。
The master did not go just to receive the kingdom and went to go on a business trip.
我们看见乃是讲到就是在这个主人他要得着他国度的时候。
But at the time of receiving the kingdom.
所以我们知道当主回来的时候。
So we know that when the Lord returns.
就是他得国降临的时候。
That is the time when he receives his kingdom and he comes.
这世上的国要成为我主和主耶稣基督的国。
The kingdom of this world will become the kingdom of our Lord Jesus.
他要做王直到永远。
He will be king forever.
所以我们看见这个比喻提醒我们一个很重要的时间。
And so this parable gives us a very good reminder of time.
就在主回来德国的时候，就是我们在主的面前要交账的时候。
That at the time when the Lord receives His kingdom, that is the time that we need to tell Him what we have earned.
为什么这十个仆人，他们虽然都是从主人领受了那一锭银子
？Why was it that they have received a certain amount of minas?
然而他们却不是都得着主人的赏赐呢
？Didn't they all receive a reward from the Lord?
我们看见他们从主人领受了托付。
We see that the entrustment that they have received from him.
但是并不是每一个仆人都能够照着主人的心意忠于主人的托付。
It wasn't that each slave was able to be faithful to the entrustment that the master had given them.
有的得着主人的称许。
Some received the praise of the master.
有的受了主人的责备。
And some received the rebuke of the master.
他们差别在哪里
？What's the difference?
乃是他在于他们对于这一锭银子。他们的态度和他们的经营。
The difference is in their attitude towards the value of this minas, this money they received.
所以我们看见这个恶仆人，他之所以受主人的责备。
So we see this evil and worthless slave, he received the rebuke of the master.
乃是在于他不明白主人的意思。
It was because he did not understand the meaning of the master.
他并不是真的明白主人为什么将这锭银子托给了他。
He didn't understand why the master had entrusted this money to him.
同时，他也因着不知道、不认识这银子的价值，他受了责备。
And through not knowing and not understanding the value of this money, he was rebuked.
如果他知道这个银子的价值，他就不会把这锭银子包在手巾里头。
If he knew the value of this money, he wouldn't have wrapped it up in a handkerchief.
弟兄姐妹，在我们当中，我们许多人。都从主手中领受了这宝贵的救恩。
So many of us, we have received this precious salvation from the hand of our Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道这救恩有何等宝贵吗
？Do you know how valuable the salvation is?
今天很可惜的，在许多蒙恩的神儿女们中间
，Sadly, among many of God's children today,
就是因着不够认识这救恩的宝贵。
Because we don't understand the true value and preciousness of salvation.
虽然我们从主领受了这个救恩
，Even though we have received salvation from the Lord.
虽然我们的确重生得救是神的儿女
，And yes, indeed, we have been saved and we are children of God.
然而因着我们不认识这救恩的价值
，But because we do not know the value of the salvation.
我们就像这个恶仆人一样。
We are like this worthless slave.
就把这一锭的银子包在手巾里。
We wrap up that money in a handkerchief.
弟兄姐妹，今天主把这样一个宝贵的救恩赐给了我们。
Today our Lord has given us this precious salvation.
主把一个这样一个宝贵的生命赐给了我们。
He has given us a precious life.
我们必须要知道他的心意是如何。
We must know what is the intention of His heart.
我们必须要认识这救恩的价值。
We must know the value of the salvation.
好叫我们能够在主的面前做一个。善良忠心的仆人
，so that we can learn to be a good and faithful servant.
我们知道当如何来看待这样一个宝贵的救恩。
So how should we look and treat this precious salvation?
我们也当能够知道当如何来经营这样一个宝贵的救恩。
And we must know how to treasure this precious salvation.
好叫主回来的时候
，so that when the Lord returns,
当他要来得着他国度的时候
，when he comes to gain his kingdom,
我们能够到主的面前。能够得蒙他称许我们是良善的好仆人。
We can come before him and hear him say to us, "You are a good and faithful servant."
弟兄姐妹，也唯有当我们真正认识这救恩的价值的时候
，And so, brothers and sisters, it's once we come to understand the true value of the salvation,
我们才愿意效法我们的主的脚中。
Then we would be willing to follow him in his footsteps.
能够因那前面的喜乐。
Through the joy that is set before us,
因着盼望讨主的喜悦
through wanting to please Him,
我们能够轻看羞辱
then we can despise the shame,
我们能够忍受十字架的苦难
then we will be able to endure the cross,
我们也来奔那摆在我们前头的路程
and run with endurance the race set before us,
能够与我们的主一同进到荣耀里去
so that we may enter into glory together with our Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们不要觉得我们得不得主的奖赏，似乎 不是一件要紧的事。
Brothers and sisters, don't look lightly upon this matter of obtaining a reward.
若是我们真认识神赐给我们这个救恩是何等的宝贵。
If you truly understand the preciousness of the salvation we
have received. 如果我们真的明白神把这样一个宝贵救恩赐给我们的那个心意的时候。
If you truly understand the intention of receiving such a precious salvation.
兄姐妹，我们实在是要来答应主的呼召。
Then we would truly respond to his calling.
因为我们愿意来讨他的喜悦。
Because we want to please him.
神的心意盼望每一个重生得救的儿女将来都能够进到国度里。
His heart's desire is for every one of his children to enter into glory with him.
将来都能够得着冠冕。
To all receive the crown and reward.
将来都能够与他一同的来作王掌权。
To reign with him when he comes.
所以在马太福音第十一章主耶稣就这样子告诉我们。
So in Matthew chapter 11, the Lord tells us.
他告诉我们说天国是努力进去的。
That we are to enter into the kingdom of heaven with violence.
努力的人就得着了。
And those who are violent will take it by force.
兄姐妹，我们刚刚说过，救恩是白白赐给我们。
We just said that salvation was given to us freely.
然而这里主的话告诉我们说，天国却是要努力进入的。
And yet here he tells us that we are to take the kingdom by force.
只有努力的人才能够得着。
Only those who are violent and forceful will gain it.
这里的努力是说到什么呢？
What does this force speak of?
这个努力的原文，它乃是说到一个暴力的意思。
This force speaks of violence.
不是对别人，乃是对我们自己。
Not towards others, but towards ourselves.
所以今天我们要答应主的呼召，来与他一同进到国度里。
So today, as we respond to his calling to enter into the kingdom,
姐妹，我们必须要认识这个暴力的事。
We must understand this matter of violence.
这个暴力不是别的。
This violence is none other.
就是今年从夏令会以来，弟兄们一再强调所告诉我们的。
But what our brothers have emphasized over and over again since the summer conference.
就是说到我们魂的救恩。
Speaking of the salvation of our
soul. 在我们魂的救恩的成就的事上，最大的拦阻就是我们的己。
That the thing that prevents us from obtaining the salvation of our soul
就是我们的肉体。
Is our flesh.
就在对付我们的肉体上面，我们必须要暴力。
In dealing with our flesh, we must have violence.
我们不能怜惜。
We cannot take care of it.
我们必须接受圣灵在我们里头那十字架的对付。
We must accept the dealing of the cross within us.
那或许会叫我们暂时感到痛苦。
Perhaps we may endure some suffering temporarily.
然而，这至暂至轻的苦楚要在我们身上成就那极重无比、永远的荣耀。
However, this short, temporary difficulty will result in glory.
兄姐妹，这就是讲到主耶稣所说的，天国是要努力进入的。
This speaks of what the Lord is saying. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence.
这是为什么今天我们必须要来舍己，天天背起自己的十字架来跟从我们的主。
This is why we need to deny ourselves daily to take up our cross and follow Him.
这里所说的努力，也说到我们要应当。
This force here also speaks of the endurance that we need to run in the race.
所以在希伯来书这第十二章这第一节的经文里面告诉我们这一句很重要的命令。
And so here in Hebrews 12:1, it gives us a very important command.
它这里基本上说到两个部分。
It speaks of two things.
第一就是要奔。
First, we need to run.
奔就是要跑。
Run means to run.
跑累了。觉得累了，你仍然还要跑。
Even if you're tired, you still need to run.
所以这点刚刚弟兄已经跟我们讲了啊，蛮清楚的。
And our brother shared with us very clearly.
所以这个奔前面的道路不是在那里慢慢的走。
The sprinting or running is not walking slowly.
不是在那里散步。
You're not just taking a stroll.
也不是在那里停滞不前。
And you're not just stopping and not moving forward.
弟兄姐妹，我们在那里奔跑这前面道路的时候，我们需要忍耐。
When you run, you need endurance.
这是一条艰难的道路。
Because it is a difficult way.
然而我们还要靠着主的恩典。
And then according to His grace.
我们还要竭力的往前。
We need to endure and move forward.
那另一部分讲到就是那摆在我们前头的路程。
And then the second part is this race set before us.
所以这里我们看见奔那摆在我们前头的路程是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean to run this race that is set before us?
它并不是说到说我们要为我们的主来奔跑，在奔跑大江南北。
It doesn't mean that you are to travel the entire world for the Lord.
奔那摆在我们前头的路程，也不一定是说我们要为主做多少的事，带多少人来信主。
And it doesn't mean that you need to do so much work for the Lord, bring a certain number of people to know the Lord.
奔跑前面的路程，也不是说到我们为主做出何等的牺牲，我们把我们的金钱、把我们的时间、把我们的工作都为主牺牲了。
And it doesn't mean that you are to have great sacrifice for the Lord in your finances and in your energy and to give Him everything.
跟那摆在前头的路程，简单的说，就是要我们顺从那在我们里面圣灵的带领。
But running this race, what it means is that you are to obey the leading of the Holy Spirit within you.
这恩膏的教训要在凡事上面来教导我。
This teaching of the anointing will teach you in all things.
叫我们让基督在我们生命里来作王。
That we are to allow the Lord to be king and reign in us.
让基督在我们魂生命的里面来作王。
We need to allow the Lord in the life, in our soul life to be king.
也就是让基督在我们的思想、意志、情感里头，他来掌权。
To allow the Lord to reign in our minds, in our thoughts, in our hearts.
弟兄姐妹，这是一条每一个蒙恩得救基督徒都要跑的那前面的路程。
This is the path that is set before every single Christian.
当然我们知道有的基督徒呢他不愿意跑这前面的路程。
We know that there are some Christians that are not willing to run this race set before them.
他虽然是得救了。
Even though yes they are saved.
他虽然是有了永生。
And yes they have eternal life.
就像那比喻中他虽然从主人手中领受了一定的银子。
Just like the parable, the slaves they have all received a certain amount of minas from
the Lord. 可是因着他不认识他不明白主人的心意。
But through not understanding the true intention of the Lord.
他也不认识这一定银子的价值。
And not understanding the value of this money.
他在世上主人回来之前他就随意过自己的生活。
Before the master returns, this person will live according to how he desires.
这样的人他就放弃了自己进国度的机会。
This person lets go of that opportunity to enter into the kingdom.
他就断定自己是与冠冕与将来与主作王掌权是无份无关。
He thinks that he has nothing to do with that crown and that reward that the Lord will give later on.
当然我们知道还有些基督徒他知道了有这么一条摆在前面的路程。
We know that there are some other Christians, they know about this way set before them.
他也愿意起来跑。
And they're willing to run.
只是呢，因着各样的因素，他跑着跑着呢，就疲惫了。
But because of various reasons, after running, they are tired.
因着各种的原因，就像我们刚刚弟兄所说的哈，感到觉得不舒服了。
Just like what our brother had shared earlier, through various reasons, they're uncomfortable.
他就停下来半途而废没有能够跑到这条路程的终点。
He will stop and he will feel tired and he will not run to the very end of the race.
他也不能够得着那冠冕作为奖赏。
And he will also not receive that crown for his reward.
另外还有一种基督徒他跑得很快。
There's another type of Christian, he runs very fast.
哎呀他这个意志超强。
And because he has a very strong will.
哎呀他很努力地跑。
He runs with great endurance.
但是呢，他却没有跑在他所当跑的路上。
But he doesn't run the right path.
他虽然可能跑得很快。
Perhaps he runs very fast.
他虽然可能跑得很好。
And runs very well.
但到最后，他也不能够得着奖赏。
But at the end, he also does not receive the reward.
为什么呢
？Why?
他跑错跑道了。
He ran the wrong path.
就在赛跑比赛的那个选手啊，他跑错地方，跑错跑道以后呢，就被disqualified.
And so this person who runs the wrong path, at the end, he will be disqualified.
弟兄姐妹，我们必须要认识那摆在我们前面的路程。
So brothers and sisters, we need to come to know this path that is set before us.
好叫我们当我们往前奔跑的时候
，so that when we run forward,
我们到那一日，我们能够从主得着那个奖赏。
On that day, we will receive the reward from our Lord.
每次说到这里，我就要再提一次。主耶稣在马太福音第七章所说的话。
Every time I come to this point, I must remind us of what the Lord said in Matthew chapter 7.
主说：“凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国。”
The Lord says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven."
唯独遵行我父旨意的，才能进去。
But he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter.
主说：“因为到那日，必有许多的人对我说，主啊，主啊。”
Because many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见主在那里告诉我们什么
Here, what is the Lord telling us?
当主回来的时候
When the Lord returns,
在他面前会有许许多多的人
Before him, there will be many people.
都是蒙恩得救的人
All of those who have received salvation.
都是承认耶稣是主的人
All who acknowledge Jesus as Lord.
他们在地上或许也做了许多的事情
And perhaps they've done many on this earth.
他们也奔跑了许多的道路
And they have run many paths.
他们也曾经奉主的名医病赶鬼行异能
And they have also cast out demons and performed many miracles in his name.
甚至为了主他们在那里跑
And even for the Lord, they have denounced their wife, their family.
然后到那日，他们却没有能够从主得着奖赏。
However, on that day, they will not receive the reward from the Lord.
甚至于主对他们说：“你们这些作恶的人，离开我去。”
Even to the point where the Lord says, "You evil and worthless slave, depart from me."
弟兄姐妹，我们必须要能够认识摆在我们前面的路程。
So, brothers and sisters, we must come to know this path, this race set before us.
好像当我们往前要奔跑的时候
So, while we are running forward,
我们能够按着神的旨意来往前奔跑
That we will run according to the will of our Father.
我们能够奔跑在一条主所为我们量定的道路上
We can run on the path that He has set before us.
叫我们靠着主的恩典能够一直跑到终点
That we can run according to His grace all the way to the very end.
跑到当我们见主的时候
Until the day we see his face.
能够得着主所为我们预备好要赐给我们的那个公义荣耀的冠冕。
And we receive that crown of righteousness that he has prepared for us.
摆在我们前头的路程是一条属天的路程。
This race that is set before us is a heavenly way.
它也是一条生命的路程。
It is also a way of life.
它乃是要叫在我们里头的这个基督的生命。
And it is for the life of Christ within us.
它能够从我们灵的里头，它能够渐渐的增长。
It needs to grow gradually from our spirit.
它能够充足。
And it must be abundant.
到一个地步，它能够来支配管理我们的魂生命。
To such a point where it can control and lead our soul life.
叫基督能够在我们魂生命里面来做主，来掌权。
So that Christ in our soul life can reign and be king.
借着我们的思想、我们的意志、我们的情感。能够叫基督被发表出来
Through our thoughts, emotions, and will, Christ is to be expressed.
让基督的生命被流露出来
So that Christ's life can come out.
让基督的生命能够被供应出来
So that Christ's life can be provided and come out.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们基督徒的生活与侍奉
This is our Christian life and service.
我们不是要为主做一些外面的事情而已
We're not merely to do some things for the Lord on the outward.
我们要乃是要借着我们的生活与侍奉，让基督被人得着
But through our life and through our service, Christ may be gained by those around us.
被人享受
That they can enjoy Christ.
被人尊崇
So others can come to honor Christ.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们看见这是我们前面主要奔跑的那条道路
This is the race that is set before us.
在这里我们就想到将来我们能不能主回来的时候能不能得着冠冕
So here we think about whether or not we can receive the crown when he returns.
我们能不能在主回来的时候能够与主一同作王掌权
Before, when he returns, can we reign with him?
我们能不能照着主的心意在将来国度里头来与主一同的来管理
Are we able to reign together with him in, according to his will?
弟兄姐妹，这都在乎我们今天是不是能够照着主的心意来奔跑这前头的路程
It's all dependent on whether or not we can run the race set before us.
这条路程是神为每一个信主的人所量定、所安排的
This is something that is determined for every single child of God.
我们知道，虽然这都是一条属天道路它也都是一条属灵生命的道路。
Yes, it is a heavenly way, and it is also a way for our spiritual life.
然而，主为我们每一个人所量定的环境不尽相同。
And it's different for every single person individual's environment.
换句话说，你不能代替我跑我前面的道路。
In other words, you cannot substitute for the path that is set before me.
我也不能去跑你所当跑的道路。
I cannot run the race set before you.
神给我们每一个蒙恩的儿女有不同的。环境上的安排。
Every single child of God has their own environment that God has set.
为什么神为你预备这样一个配偶呢
？Why did God provide this spouse for you？
为什么神赐给你这样的儿女呢
？Why did God give you that set of children？
为什么神又为你安排一个不讲理的老板
？Why did God give you such an unreasonable boss？
为什么在教会里头，神也为你预备了一些？与你配搭的同工
Why was it that God provided this co-worker for you in church service?
弟兄姐妹，神要借着这环境上一切人事物上的安排
In all of these environments, God has prepared all things.
来在我们不同的人身上带领我们来奔那 前面的路程。
So that through all of us, different individuals, He will allow us to run the race that we're
running. 为了就是叫基督在我们里面的生命能够越过越丰盛。
In order for Christ's life to be more and more abundant in each one of us.
所以弟兄姐妹，这条道路是神所为我们量定、所为我们安排的。
So this is a path that God has set before us.
我不能替你跑，你也不能替我跑。
I cannot run for you, you cannot run for me.
基本上我不能教导你当如何跑。你也不能教导我当如何跑。
Simply put, I cannot teach you how to run. You cannot teach me how to run.
因为神所为我们量定的环境是不相同的。
Because the environments God has given to us are different.
然而感谢主，我们的帮助却是相同的。
However, we thank the Lord, our help is all the same.
所以神将宝惠师圣灵就赐给了我们。
God has given us the Holy Spirit, our helper to us.
内住的圣灵要在这条道路上面来引导我们。
The one who dwells within us, he will lead us.
他不仅带领我们。
Not only does he lead us.
他也扶持我们。
He supports us.
就像在长跑的那旁边啊，有那个拉拉队一样。
Just like those who are cheering for us, as we are running the long distance race.
圣灵保惠师比拉拉队更好。
The Holy Spirit is better than those who cheer for us.
他在我们里面，他能够加给我们恩典。
Because he, adds grace to us.
他能够加给我们力量。
He adds strength to us.
叫我们能够奔跑那我们所不能奔跑的道路。
So that we can run the path that is difficult for us to run.
弟兄姐妹，我们必须要认识这内住圣灵的宝贵。
So brothers and sisters, we must understand the preciousness of the indwelling
spirit. 只有依靠这位圣灵，我们才可能能够跑完我们所当跑的路。
Only relying upon that indwelling spirit can we run the race set before us.
因为只有圣灵能够知道神的事情。
Because only the Holy Spirit knows the things of God.
只有圣灵知道神在我们身上，在我们生命里头他要做什么。
Only the Holy Spirit knows what God is trying to do in you.
感谢主，在以赛亚书先知就告诉我们。
We thank the Lord that in the book of Isaiah the prophet tells us.
他说，这是你们或向左，或向右。你们必听见后边有声音说，这是正路，要行在其间。
Your ears will hear a word behind you. This is the way. Walk in it whenever you turn to the right or to the left.
弟兄姐妹，这是圣灵在我们里头来指导我们奔那我们所当跑的道路的那个秘诀。
This is the secret of the Holy Spirit telling you how to run, in which direction to run.
在我们里面有一位活的主在里头来指导我们。
Because the living Lord is directing you within you.
或向左。或向右。
Whether to the right or to the left.
当我们在生活当中遇见不同的事情的时候。
In your daily life, when you encounter different things.
我不知道弟兄姐妹在生活当中是不是常常碰到这样的事情。
I don't know whether or not in your daily life you encounter such a thing.
应当向左还是应当向右。
That you don't know whether to turn to the right or to the left.
我应当跟这个姐妹结婚还是跟那位姐妹结婚。
Should I marry this sister or that sister?
我应该在这个城市工作还是去另外一个城市工作。
Should I work in this city or that city?
我再多说一点，还是我应该结婚还是应该不结婚。
Or even further on, should I marry or should I not marry?
兄姐妹，在我们每个人身上我们不知道。
For each one of us, we don't know.
你们来问我，我也不能跟你讲。
If you ask me, I can't tell you.
你讲错了，我责任是很大。
Because if I tell you something wrong, I bear great responsibility.
但是我可以跟你一同来到主的面前。
But I can come together with you before the Lord.
只要你是重生得救的神的儿女。
As long as you have been fully saved by the Lord as a child of
God. 在你我里面就有这位保惠师圣灵。
Within you and me, we have the comforter, our helper.
凡事上来教导我。
He will teach you in all things.
我们也听过弟兄姐妹有这么说。
We have heard brothers and sisters say.
姐妹每天晚上要准备晚餐是很辛苦的。
That is difficult for a sister to prepare dinner every night.
不是因为姐妹手艺不好。
It's not because she lacks skill.
而是因为很难，那个每天啊要变化不同的菜色。
But because she has to have variety every single day.
所以我们听过有个姐妹，她晚上做晚餐之前她要祷告的。
So I have heard sisters before they prepare dinner they pray.
感谢主，他能够经历到，在他住在他里面的这位圣灵，的确在凡事上来指教他。
The thank the Lord, sister testifies that she is able to follow the leading of the Spirit who teaches her all things.
当他照着圣灵的意思准备了晚餐。
That as she prepares dinner according to the leading of the Spirit.
她自己可能都不觉得很好。
She perhaps doesn't think it's very good.
但是丈夫回来以后吃的，哎呀，非常的满意。
But after the husband comes home and he eats it, he's very satisfied.
弟兄姐妹，我们必须要来认识。住在我们里面的这位圣灵。
We must come to know the Spirit who dwells within us.
老约翰告诉我们。
Elderly John tells us.
这恩膏的教训是真的，不是假。
The teaching of this anointing is true, is not false.
弟兄姐妹，我们若是要好好的奔跑，摆在我们前面的路程。
If you want to run the race set before you well.
我们若不懂得如何来倚靠圣灵的话。
If you do not know how to rely upon the Spirit.
弟兄姐妹，我们是不可能能够跑到终点。
Then you cannot run to the very end.
就算我们再努力，
No matter how much you try,
我们以为我们跑到终点了。
You think you've run to the end.
我们可能恍然大悟说跑错路了。
But then perhaps you may turn back and say, "Oh, I've run the wrong way."
所以我们要感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
他将圣灵赐给我们。
He has given us the Holy Spirit.
他在我们里面要向我们说话。
And He wants to speak to us.
或向左，或向右，这是正路，要行在其间。
Whether or not to turn to the right or to the left, this is the way. Walk in it.
我分享一个小小的见证。
I want to share a small testimony.
大约差不多在1999年的时候。
It was roughly around 1999.
在一个小小的晨更啊。跟弟兄姐妹一同晨更聚集的里面
In a very small morning devotion gathering
有一天早晨神的荣耀就临到我们中间
One morning God's glory came among us
在那里我们实在是回应主的呼召
And there we were all responding to his calling
我们甚至将自己都献上当作活祭献给我们的
And each one of us we offered ourselves as a living sacrifice to the Lord
就不久之后在那个晨更当中有三个家庭
And then Not very long after, there were three families in that little gathering.
有一个家庭就答应主的呼召，就到外地去服事。
And so one family, they responded to the calling of the Lord, and they went out to serve.
另外有一个家庭，也因着工作的原因，后来我们看见也是主的带领，到外地去工作。
And another family, because of the calling of the Lord, they also went out to work.
所以对当时对我来说
，And so at that time to me,
我也是与弟兄姐妹一同把自己献给主。
I also was one of them who had offered myself to the Lord.
我心里面就感到啊非常的火热。
And I was extremely zealous for the Lord.
我也开始在主面前寻求说，那我要去哪里呢
？And so I also sought before the Lord and said, Lord, where should I go?
然后我就开始有自己的一些想法。
And so I started to have my own ideas.
然后感谢主，在一次西岸的特会当中。
But I thank the Lord at West Coast Christian Conference.
当我坐在那里，听年长弟兄在那里释放神的话语。
As I was listening to the brothers as they were giving the message from the Lord.
突然间，在我里面就有一个微小的声音。
All of a sudden, a very still small voice spoke.
就提醒我说。我们侍奉主乃是要照着主的意思，不是照着我自己的意思。
That as we serve the Lord, it must be according to the will of the Lord, not our own will.
感谢主是他的恩典保守了我。
I thank the Lord, it is His grace that protected me.
叫我没有去奔跑自己的道路。
So I did not run my own way.
叫我能够仍然留在休斯顿。
So I stayed in Houston.
叫我能够学习，你要安静。要知道我是神。
And I learned how to be quiet and learn who I was.
弟兄姐妹，今天神为我们所量定的道路，前面的道路不尽相同。
Today the paths that are set before us are not the same.
然而感谢神的是，他将圣灵已经赐给了我们。
But we do thank the Lord that He has already given us the Holy Spirit.
这位圣灵要亲自的来指导我们。帮助我们，带领我们奔那我们摆在我们前面的路程。
And He Himself will help us so that we can all run the race that is set before us.
希伯来书十二章的经文，他告诉我们在奔跑这条路程的时候呢，我们当怎么样子的预备，要有什么样的态度。
Hebrews chapter 12 tells us that as we are running this race, what is the attitude for our preparation?
那我稍微把它分成主要是两个大点。
And I will separate it into two sections.
一个就是。就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
The first section that we are to lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us.
还有一件事就是，就当存心忍耐，并且仰望那为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
And the second section is to run with endurance and fix our eyes on Jesus, author and perfecter of our faith.
所以这里我们看见。要放下各样的重担。
So here we need to lay aside every encumbrance.
在我们奔跑这条路程的时候，有许多的事情能够成为我们的重担。
As we run this race, there are many things that will become our encumbrance or burdens.
所以，姐妹，你能够想象一个在那里奔跑一个马拉松的人
？Can you imagine one who is running in a marathon?
他后面他身上是背着一个背包。
On his back, he's carrying a backpack.
或者在他背后背着一个冰箱。
Or perhaps he's carrying a refrigerator.
或者背着一台电脑。
Or perhaps he's carrying a computer.
或者背着好几个孩子。
Or he's carrying many children.
弟兄姐妹，在我们生活当中有许多的事情。会成为我们在奔跑这条属天道路上面的那个重担。
Brothers and sisters, as we are running this race, there are many, many things that can become our burdens.
兄姐妹，这里我并不是说我们就不需要负我们生活中的责任。
I'm not saying that we no longer need to bear any responsibilities in
our
daily life.
然而，我们的责任不应当成为我们的重担。
But our responsibilities ought not to be our burdens.
我们的工作不应当成为我们的重担。
Our work ought not to become our burden.
最近我听到一个姐妹分享到工作上发生的事情。
I recently heard a sister share about some things that is happening in her work.
这姐妹呢，她原本工作呢是非常卖力的。
And in her work, it is she labors hard.
她真是把这个工作呢
这当作自己的责任。
And she has made her work into her own personal responsibility.
不管老板有没有要她加班。
That no matter if her boss wants her to do overtime or not.
她常常在公司里头要待到九点十点。
She still stays until 9 or 10 p.m.
哎呀，我们说这么好的一个员工。
And we think, oh wow, she's such a good employee.
公司啊，实在应该好好的要对待她。
This company must treat her well.
就当最近公司要裁员的时候。
But recently, as they were laying off people.
我们这位姐妹就被公司给裁员。
Our sister, she was laid off.
哎呀，这个叫姐妹心里面很难过。
And it caused her sister to be very sorrowful.
她想，她真的是为了她的工作，为了公司啊，卖命。
And she has sold her life to this company and to this to work.
她把她的时间都摆上了。
She sacrificed all her time.
怎么公司说不要她就不要她，一脚就把她给踢开呢
？And all of a sudden, her company now has let her go.
姐妹，如果这样的事还没发生在你身上的话。你要有心理准备。
If this is going to happen to you, you must be prepared.
你不要以为你给公司卖命，将来公司就会特别对你好。
Don't think that just because you've given your life to your company that they will deal well with you.
我记得我刚来美国没多久，就听到有一个基督徒这么说。
I remember not long after I arrived in the States, I heard a Christian say.
他说世界的公司，世界的企业哈。当他要你的时候呢，他跪下来求你，他都愿意。
That companies in this world, when they want you, they'll even kneel down to beg of you.
盼望你能够给公司有贡献。
So that you will join them.
可等到有一天公司觉得他不需要你的时候。
But one day when the company thinks that they don't need you anymore.
你跪下来求他，他也不要你。
You kneel down and beg of them, but they don't want you anymore.
所以我们姐妹真的是很伤心。
And so our sister, she was very sorrowful.
然而感谢主，很快的主就为她预备了一个。临时的工作。
But we thank the Lord that the Lord prepared a temporary work for her.
姐妹心里面很感恩。
And in her heart, she's very thankful.
因为这个临时的工作呢，离她家很近。
Because this job it was very close to her home.
所以呢，她觉得哎呀，还是有神的恩典。
And so she realized, yes, God is still so gracious to her.
然而，毕竟是一个临时的工作。
But it was just a temporary job.
不知道能够做到什么时候。
She didn't know how long it would last.
这个工作有个特点。
But there's a particular characteristic.
第一，他离家近。
Yes, it's close to her home.
第二呢，这公司呢，不需要加班。
And secondly, she didn't need to do overtime.
这姐妹因为她已经加班习惯了。
But because she was used to doing overtime.
所以有时候呢，到了六点钟呢，她觉得还要继续做。
Sometimes when it came to 6 o'clock, she felt like she needed to add more time.
办公室的灯就关了。
But all the lights turned off in the office.
姐妹也觉得没意思，大家都走了，灯也关了，那她也就回家了。
But since the lights were off and everybody left, she would go home too.
所以她慢慢觉得说，哎。这个工作虽然是暂时的，但是呢还是不错的。
But she, and so she thought, even though this is a temporary job, it's still pretty good.
结果做了4个月之后
，But after 4 months，
她想也没有想
，Without realizing it，
有一天，那个她的老板就来对她说
，One day her boss came to her，
那要把她转正
，And adjusted her，
转成一个那个permanent。
And turned her into a permanent position.
姐妹好高兴哦。
And our sister was very happy.
她想说。哎呀，真是主的恩典。
And she said, "This is God's grace."
主为她预备一个这样的工作，离家这么近。
God has provided a job that's so close to her home.
本来是一个临时工。
Previously, it was temporary.
现在变成是一个正式的工作。
But now it's a permanent job.
姐妹心里好高兴。
And so she was very happy.
但有时候呢，不小心忘记了，哎，上班上到六点钟，她还要继续做。
And so sometimes she'd work and work and forget, and it was 6 o'clock, and she would continue working.
不晓得是因为现在正式工作了，所以要更卖力的做。
And perhaps it's because it's a permanent job, so she works very hard.
就很奇妙，到六点多灯又都关了。
But then at 6 o'clock, the lights turn off.
哎呀，姐妹就回家了。
And so our sister goes home.
姐妹告诉我们一件事。
And our sister tells us.
她心里面。满了感恩。
In her heart, she's very thankful.
还不单是神为她预备一个离家近的工作。
Not only did the Lord provide a job that's close to her home.
神为她预备一个工作是不需要加班的。
The Lord provided a job that she doesn't need to do overtime.
想加班也不行。
And she cannot do overtime.
姐妹说，哎呀，那现在多出好多时间。
And so now she has all this time.
做什么呢
？What does she do?
她可以好好读圣经。
She can read the Bible.
所以姐妹，我们看见神在我们每个人前面有一条。带领我们走一条不同的道路。
And so we see that before each one of us, there is a different path.
那这条道路上面，我们必须要来放下那缠累我们的重担。
And as we run this path, we must lay aside every encumbrance.
各样的重担。
All these different burdens.
就连神所赐给我们的产业，也可能成为我们在奔跑道路上面的重担。
Even perhaps inheritance that God has given to us may be a burden to us.
你们不要想说孩子多重担就特别重。
Don't think that just because you have many children that you have a very heavy burden.
我常常有弟兄姐妹会来问我们。
There are some brothers and sisters who would come and ask us.
说我们家一个孩子两个孩子，说他们家一个孩子两个孩子。
And they say that they only have one or two children.
哎呀，事情好多。
There's so many things to do.
孩子常常生病。
The children are sick so often.
家里面好多事情
so many things to take care of at home.
很难想象翁立兄你们家五个孩子
It's hard to imagine, Brother James, you have five children.
重担是何等的重
That must be such a heavy burden.
弟兄姐妹感谢主
But thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹也提醒我们实在是要数算主的恩典
Brothers and sisters also remind us that we need to count His blessings.
所以原谅我说一点
So forgive me for saying.
虽然我们家五个孩子
Even though we have five children.
但这个担子并不重
But this burden is not heavy.
甚至于可能比两个孩子家庭的担子还要轻
And perhaps it's even lighter than those families who have two children.
在过去的将近二十年的时间里面
In these past 20 years,
这生活当中的担子也是比较轻省
And the daily burdens are pretty light.
比方说
For example,
不知道什么原因我们家东西不太坏的
For some strange reason, the things in our house don't really break.
我们家屋子可能比其他人屋子好像来的老旧
And perhaps our roof in our house It is older than other people's
那东西好像总是不太坏
But it seems that things in our house don't really break
有时候一些电器用品
Perhaps some appliances
我们觉得那个年龄也应该到了应该坏了
We think that the time is perhaps up It ought to break down by now
它还是不坏
But it just doesn't break
所以我只是这样在说当我们把这些事情放下来的时候
So I'm just saying that as we place all of these things down
因为在我们生活当中我们看见我们才能够靠着主的恩典来奔那在前面的路程
Then according to His grace we can run the race set before us
我们不要让生活当中这些的人事物成为我们奔跑路程的重担
We can't allow the people, the things around us to become our burden in our race
我们看到亚伯拉罕
We look at Abraham
他是以信心的见证人
He is a witness of faith
我们看见他的一路走这条道路的时候
We see that as he was walking that entire path
我们看见神也一点一点的把他的重担给拿下来
God was slowly one by one removing all of his burdens
先是后来他的父亲
First it was his father
然后他的侄儿
And then his nephew
然后当他继续往前走的时候
And then as he was moving forward
当他快到终点的时候
When he came close to the end
我们看见他的独生的儿子很可能成为他的重担
It is possible that his only begotten son could have been his burden
所以我们看见神就要亚伯拉罕到摩利亚山地
We see that God brought Abraham to Mount Moriah to do what?
来放下他的重担
To release his encumbrance
神要亚伯拉罕将他独生的儿子就是应许所生的儿子来献上作为燔祭
God wanted Abraham to give his one and only son as a sacrifice to him
感谢主亚伯拉罕靠着主的恩典他敬畏神把这个重担放下来了。
And we thank the Lord that Abraham, according to God's grace, he was able to lay aside this burden.
并不是他把以撒真的杀了、烧了、献给神。
It wasn't that he truly killed Isaac and gave him as a sacrifice to the Lord.
他乃是将那在以撒身上的主权还交给了神。
But he gave ownership of Isaac to the Lord.
他的重担就卸下来了。
And so he lay aside that encumbrance.
所以我们看见以撒仍然跟着亚伯拉罕回到家里。
So we see Isaac indeed went home with his father Abraham.
然而他的儿子以撒却不成为亚伯拉罕在奔跑这条路程上的那个重担。
And we see that Isaac in his father's race, he was not a burden to his father.
我们看见亚伯拉罕能够一直跑到终点。
Abraham was able to run to the very end.
他能够成为那样在那预备好将来要得奖赏的那行列的里头。
And so he was one who was prepared among those who will receive a reward.
这边还说到要脱去那容易缠累我们的罪。
Here we are also to lay aside all the sin which so easily entangles us.
这边讲到那个容易缠累我们的罪呢，它是一个单数的。
The sin which so easily entangles is a singular sin.
这里说到特别说那个那一个罪呢，容易缠累我们的那个罪。特别指到我们不信的恶心。
This singular sin which so easily entangles us is our disbelieving or unbelieving heart.
我们知道，当我们身上有罪的时候
，We know that when we have sin in us，
我们在这条道路上奔跑，所有的奔跑都不算数的。
That no matter how much you run, it does not count.
就好像一个赛跑的选手，他违规了。
Just like one who is running, once they have been disqualified，
他就被判出局。
That he cannot continue.
他就不能够得着奖赏。
He will not receive the reward.
弟兄姐妹，这是今天罪在我们身上影响我们奔跑道路的一个很厉害的一件事情。
This is a very severe thing that sin does in our life as we run.
所以呢，这个我们基督徒在奔跑道路上面，我们要非常的对于罪呢，要有一个非常严肃的态度。
So as we run in this race, we must have a very serious attitude towards sin.
希伯来书的作者告诉我们。
And so the author of Hebrews tells us.
我们对付罪还没有到流血的地步。
That when we deal with sin, we haven't dealt with it to the point of shedding blood.
所以我们必须要认识到，这个罪使我们一切的奔跑，一切的劳力都徒然无功。
This sin causes all of our efforts and energy in running to be for naught.
可这里说到的是另外一个更严重的问题。
However, here speaks of an even deeper problem.
看来是说到我们所有犯的罪的那个根源。
What is the root cause of all of our sin?
那是因着我们里面那个不信的恶心。
It has to do with our evil disbelief in our heart.
我们感谢主，在两周前钟立兄到基要真理组来跟我们复习罗马书。
Two weeks ago, we thanked the Lord, Brother Philip came to our Basic Truth Group to review
the book of Romans. 弟兄特别提到，在罗马书第一章里面，给我们看见我们所有犯罪的那个根源，乃是因着不信。
Romans chapter 1 reminds us that all of our sins come from the root of disbelief.
我们不相信神是无所不在。
We do not believe that God is omniscient.
我们不相信神是无所不知。
And we do not believe that God is omnipresent.
我们不相信神是无所不能。
And we disbelieve that He is all powerful.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们今天真的相信说神是无所不在的话，
If we truly believe that He is omniscient,
弟兄姐妹，我们怎么敢在人面前是道貌岸然，在人背后呢，却是犯罪作恶？
How is it that we dare to say good things in front of other people or try to put on a good face, but then behind them we do evil?
如果我们真的相信神是无所不在，
If we truly believe that He is ever present,
在我们聚会的时候，神与我们同在。
In our gathering, God is with us.
在我们回家之后，在我们自己的房间里面，神仍然与我们同在。
After we go home and we are in our room by ourselves, God is still with us.
姐妹，你看我们怎么还敢会有像法利赛人那样的生活？
How dare we have a life that is like the Pharisees?
如果我们真相信神是无所不知，
If we truly believe that He is all knowing,
我们怎么还会常常的忧愁呢？
Why is it that we're often still so worried?
有一点风吹草动就叫我们忧愁。
As soon as there's a little bit of a wind, we are sad.
姐妹，如果我们真的相信神是无所不知，
If we truly believe that He is all-knowing,
他的眼目是看顾着我们，
and that His eyes are always watching us,
就连我们的头发他都数算过，
He has even counted the hairs upon our head.
姐妹，我们还有什么可以忧愁的？
Then brothers and sisters, what do we have to be sorrowful or worried
about? 岂不知任何事情临到我们都有主的美意？
Because in all things, God has His good purpose in it.
因为他知道明天，
Because He knows tomorrow.
他也掌管明天，
And He is in control of tomorrow.
我们相信神是无所不知的吗？
Do we believe that He is all-knowing?
如果我们真的相信神是无所不能，
If we truly believe that He is all-powerful,
弟兄姐妹，我们为什么常常还要依靠自己？
Why is it that often we rely on ourselves?
我们为什么还要寻求人的帮助呢？
Why do we still seek for the help of others?
岂不知神若帮助我们，神能抵挡我们？
Because if God is for us, who can be against us?
证明就是你们公司说要裁员，裁掉一半。
Even if your company wants to lay off half of the employees,
你能够相信神有能力保守你吗？
Do you believe that God is able to protect you?
如果你们公司说要裁员，裁到只剩下40个人，
If you believe that, if you know that your company is going to lay off everyone up to four until it leaves 40,
从两万个人裁到剩40个人，
From 20,000 to 40,
你能够相信神有能力能够保守你吗？
Do you believe that He can protect you?
弟兄姐妹，我们真的相信我们的神是无所不能的。
Do you truly believe that God is an all-powerful God?
所以我们看见在我们里面这个不幸的恶心是如何缠累我们奔跑那摆在我们前面的路程。
So here we see our unbelief oftentimes entangles us.
到一个地步，我们真是要在那里呼求说，那谁能救我们脱离这个缠累我们的这个罪呢？
To such a point where we cry out, who can save us from this wretched body of death?
谁能救我们脱离这个不幸的恶心呢？
Who can set us free from this disbelieving heart?
感谢神，靠着我主耶稣基督，我们就能够脱离。
But we thank the Lord, through our Lord Jesus Christ, He can set us free.
所以为什么我们必须要存心忍耐？
That is why we must endure.
在这条属天的道路上面是不容易的。
Because this heavenly path is difficult.
我们看见主在地上他的一生的道路是何等的艰难。
We see how difficult it was for our Lord Jesus all of his days.
然后我们看见主在他前面有那个喜乐。
However, he saw the joy that was set before him.
就是父神的喜悦。
And that was the pleasure of the Father.
所以他能够轻看羞辱。
So that he could despise the shame.
他能够忍受十字架的苦难。
He was able to endure the cross.
他能够奔那摆在他前面的路程。
He was able to run the race set before him.
他向耶路撒冷面如坚石。
And he set his face as flint or stone towards Jerusalem.
他为着神的喜悦。
For the pleasure of the Father.
他一直的往前。
He continually moved forward.
一直跑到终点。
Until the very end.
一直到被钉在十字架上。
Until he was nailed upon the cross.
弟兄姐妹，我们跟从主的人。
So for all of us who follow the Lord.
我们前面有一段的路程。
There is a way before us.
我们还要存心忍耐。
We must endure it.
我们要仰望那为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
We need to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
有弟兄们这样来解释这句话。
There are some brothers who explain this passage.
什么叫做仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣呢？
What does it mean to set your fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and
perfecter of faith? 我们知道我们信心的路程乃是主耶稣在我们里面所开始的。
We know that this path of faith was begun by our Lord Jesus in us.
也只有他能够在我们信心的这条路程上面来保守带领我们一直到终点。
Only he can protect us as we are on this way of faith until the very end.
他开始了。他也必为我们成就。
He began it and he will accomplish it.
那是不是中间我们就自己靠自己来就行了呢？
So can we just rely on ourselves in the middle?
不是。
No.
弟兄们说要望断以至于耶稣。
Our brothers tell us that we need to fix our eyes on Jesus.
无论在这条道路上面我们遭遇任何的难处。
No matter what difficulties we encounter on this path.
我们遇到任何的拦阻。
No matter what hindrances we come across.
我们遇到任何的危险。
No matter what dangers you
遇到任何的艰难。
No matter what difficulties.
我们要望断其他任何的一切，单单注视我们的主耶稣。
You are to not look at all of the things around us, but singly fix your eyes on Jesus.
因为只有他能够保守我们直到这条路程的终点。
Because only he can protect us all the way to the very end of this way.
他也必能够保守我们直到路终。
And he will protect us till the very end.
我最近在我们家里，我稍微经历了一点点关于这个望断以至于耶稣的事情。
In my family, I have recently experienced a little bit about this issue of fixing our eyes on Jesus.
首先我感谢弟兄姐妹，真是在主的爱里常常纪念我大女儿 Grace, 她现在在台湾。
So first off, I want to thank brothers and sisters for often remembering in prayer my eldest daughter Grace, who's in Taiwan.
在她今年五月从大学毕业之前，我们开始就和她一同祷告来寻求她前面的路应当是如何的。
So before the month of May this past year, before my daughter graduated, we've been praying about what her path that is before her.
当然她在大学里头她学了英文。
And when she was in college, she was an English major.
她主修英文，然后呢她也拿了那个教师的执照。
And she also received a teaching certificate.
所以很自然的在这里呢是非常需要的，她应该很容易可以找到一个教书的工作。
So very naturally, because there is a need here, she could have found a position as a teacher.
所以在她大学最后一年的时候呢，她就去一个高中做实习老师。
And so in her very last year of college, she was an intern. She was a teacher, in a high school here.
这个学校的校长也很欣赏她。
And the high school principal really appreciated her.
就跟她说好了，等她毕业以后呢。就能够到他学校来做英文老师。
And already spoke to her that after her graduation she could be an English teacher at that school.
因为他们学校正好有一位英文老师呢，上学期完了以后呢，就要离开。
Because at that time at the school an English teacher was just about to leave.
所以我们心里想，这个安排得很好。
So we thought, oh, this is a good arrangement.
我们就很感谢主。
And we really thank the Lord.
就到他在我大女儿毕业前。一两个月的时候
，And so about 1 to 2 months before my daughter graduated，
校长跟他说，这个老师不走了。
Oh, this teacher is no longer leaving。
我们看见，所以呢，这个工作机会就没有了。
And so now she no longer had this job opportunity。
神就把这个门给关了。
And the Lord closed this door。
当时我们不是很明白。
At that time we didn't really understand。
我们就与女儿一同的祷告。
So we prayed together with our daughter。
寻求主的意思。
And sought the Lord's will。
那经过。一两个月两三个月的时间。
And so after about 1 to 3 months,
在她毕业前一个月。
One month before her graduation,
有一天突然间她跟我们提起来一件事。
All of a sudden she mentioned something.
她说主好像在她里面 给她一个负担。
It seemed as if the Lord was giving her a burden.
要她去台湾。
To go to Taiwan.
当然，我是从台湾来的。
And yes, I'm from Taiwan.
在台湾，我们还有许多亲戚。
And we have many relatives there.
我听了，当然觉得不是那么的意外。
And so at first, I wasn't greatly surprised.
但是我还是感到蛮意外的。
But I was still surprised.
因为对她来说呢。那是一个比较陌生的环境。
Because to her it was a very foreign place.
虽然以前我们回去度假看探亲。
Yes, in the past we've gone back to go and have vacation and visit family.
但毕竟是一个全新的环境对她来说。
But it is to her a completely new environment.
长话短说，后来很奇妙，主就把她带回到台湾去。
Long story short, amazingly, God brought her back to Taiwan.
在很短时间里面，主也为她预备了一个part-time 的工作。
And in a very short amount of time, God provided a part-time job.
她在那里也能够来照顾爷爷奶奶。
And she's there also. She's able to take care of her grandfather, grandmother.
她在那里呢，也能够在主的面前好好的寻求她追求主还有服事的道路。
And before the Lord, she's able to seek after God and the way that God has set before her.
所以她从七月最后一天回到台湾到现在一个半月不到。
And so from the last day of July up till now, it's been almost a month and a half.
就发生了好多事情。
A lot of things have happened.
原本我父亲心脏不好。
Because my father of his heart condition.
就在这一个半月里面又诊断出来他舌头里有癌症。
In this last month and a half, they also found that he has cancer of the tongue.
在几个礼拜前，他发现他的腹腔又有主动脉的肿瘤。
And also, they just found out that he has an aneurysm in his stomach.
当他被紧急送到医院的时候
，as he was sent to the hospital as an emergency,
医院的医生还开玩笑的说
，the doctors at the hospital they joked about it.
他说：“老伯，你怎么这么倒霉？什么事情都给你碰上。
”And says, "Elderly man, it's such a tragic thing that all these terrible things have happened."
所以我们看见在这段一个多月的时间里面
And so in this last month and a half
我感谢神就把 Grace 预备在我父母亲的中间
I thank the Lord for preparing Grace to be with my parents
我简单分享两件事情
I just want to share simply two things
在这段我父亲进出医院的过程当中
In this process of my father going in and out of the hospital
他也动了一个原本医生所不认为他能够动的手术
And he went through a surgery that at first the doctors didn't think that he could have gone through
然而主都把他带过来
But God has brought him through it
Grace 在那里常常的来带着爷爷奶奶到主面前来祷告，来依靠主。
And so Grace would often bring her grandparents before the Lord and pray together with them.
我先说一下主借着她在我母亲身上所做的。
So I first want to share about what God has done in my mother through Grace.
我母亲在十多年前，她在福音聚会当中决志接受主。
About 10-some years ago, my mother in a gospel meeting, she received the Lord.
然而她的信心还是摇摆不定。
But her faith still wavers.
这是因着我父亲就身体的这个。上上下下
But through the up and down condition of my father's health,
主就借着 Grace 把我母亲带回到主的面前。
The Lord through Grace has brought my mother back before the Lord.
她每天从早到晚，多次的带着奶奶来依靠主，来求告主。
From day to night, oftentimes she would bring her mother to pray before the Lord.
她也陪着奶奶去聚会。
And she would go with her grandmother to the meeting.
回来以后，奶奶所听不懂的。信息他在跟奶奶解释。
And so afterwards, the message that her grandmother did not completely understand, she would explain it some more.
更叫我感到惊讶的是。
And what allows me to be even more surprised.
他们在过去这短短的时间里面，Grace 就和奶奶一同的读主的话语。
In this very short amount of time, Grace is able to read God's word together with her grandma.
前两天告诉我说，她和奶奶已经把路加福音读完了。
And in the last few days, she told me that they've already finished reading the Gospel of Mark.
对一个不太识字的我的母亲来说，这不是一件容易的事情。
And so for my mother who is illiterate, it's not a very easy thing.
当然，她有很多的问题。
Of course, she has many questions.
当然 ，Grace 必须要回答。
And Grace needs to answer it.
我妈妈不懂英文。
And my mother, she doesn't understand English.
Grace 基本上也中文不是那么好。
And Grace's Chinese is not so very good.
然而，感谢主，她靠着主，她把主的话语来与奶奶有交通。
But thank the Lord, through the Lord, she's able to share God's word with her grandmother.
因为当我们家在这里为 我台湾的家人祷告的时候
，And so as I am here and I pray for my family members in Taiwan，
弟兄姐妹，我们真的是不能帮助他什么
，I really can't help her much。
然后我们却能够来坚固他的信心
，But we can still encourage her in her faith。
来望断以至于耶稣
，Strengthen her faith so that she could fix our eyes on Jesus。
只有我们的主能够帮助他
，Only our Lord can help。
只有我们的主能够供应他
，Only our Lord can supply for her。
只有我们的主能够保守他
，Only our Lord can protect her。
再说一下在我父亲身上
And I want to share about my father
对一个老人来说是非常不容易的
For an elderly man it's very difficult
父亲还预备好要愿意回天家去见主
And my father he's already prepared that he wants to go to heaven and meet the Lord
我们看见主在他前面所预备的路
However we see this way that is set before him
主还给他生命气息
The Lord still gives him breath
然而他实在是因着身体的缠累他非常的疲惫
But through the encumbrance of his health, he's very tired.
而感谢主，借着 Grace 每天在爷爷旁边告诉他。
But thank the Lord, through Grace, every day she could come to her grandfather and remind him.
告诉他说，耶稣爱你。
That Jesus loves you.
主的恩典是供你用的。
His grace is sufficient.
所以我心里面是向主满的感谢。
So my heart is so full of thanksgiving.
这一切的事情不是我们所能想象、所能安排。
In all of these things, we could not have arranged it or imagined it.
然而，当我们来仰望那为我们信心创始成终的耶稣
，But as we fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith,
他能够在你我生活当中每一件的小事上面
，In your life and in my life, in every single detail,
他能够来带领我们。
He's able to lead us.
他能够来保守我们。
He's able to watch over us.
他能够来坚固我们。
He's able to strengthen us.
他能够加力量给我们。
He can add strength to us.
他在我们一切所需要的事上，他来供应我们。
So that in all things that he can provide for us.
弟兄姐妹，我们在奔跑前面的道路的时候
，So as we run the race set before us,
我们能够把那缠累我们的重担一样一样的来交给主。
One by one, we can lay aside every encumbrance to the Lord.
我们能够来经历。他的轭是容易的，他的担子是轻省的。
And we can experience how his yoke is easy, his burden is light.
我们也求主来帮助我们除去那我们里面那不信的恶心。
We ask him to cast out our unbelieving heart.
叫我们能够相信义人必因信而生。
So that we can believe that through one we can have faith.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
Because without faith it is impossible to please God.
弟兄姐妹，我们在奔跑这条道路上的时候
，As we run this race before us,
只有出于信心的才能够。得神的喜悦。
Only that is of faith can please the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们还需要存心的忍耐。
We still need to endure.
我们还要忍耐到底。
We need to endure till the end.
像刚刚弟兄一开始提醒我们。
Just like our brother who reminded us at the beginning.
虽然我们可能手觉得发沉。
Even though our hands are tired.
我们脚也发酸。
Our legs are sore and tired.
我们气力也没有。
And we have no more breath in our bodies.
然而我们能够来仰望我们的主。
We still need to look toward our Lord.
我们能够来望断以至于耶稣。
We need to fix our eyes on Jesus.
我们就要经历他那复活生命的大能在里面。如何来支持、来扶持我们
？And we will experience the power of His resurrection life in within us that will strengthen us.
因为他是那位为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Because He is the author and perfecter of our faith.
那我们一起低头又祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，虽然我们是这样的不配。
Even though we are so unworthy,
主虽然我们是这样的软弱
，Even though we are so weak,
主虽然我们常常是这样没有信心
，Even though so often we have no faith,
主然而因你爱我们的大爱
，But because of your great love,
你将一个这么大的救恩赐给了我
，You have given us such a great salvation.
昨天早晨我们都能够答应你的呼召
，This morning may we all respond to your calling.
我们能够忘记背后
，That we will forget what lies behind.
努力面前
，and press on toward the goal，
向着标杆直跑
，to run towards the goal，
我来得你从上头召我们来得的奖赏
，to gain the reward which is from heaven。
主，愿你在我们身上得着荣耀
，may you gain glory from us。
愿你的心意得着满足
，may your heart be satisfied。
颂赞荣耀归给那爱我们的主
，may all glory and praises be to the Lord who loves us。
祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名
，in Jesus' most precious name we pray。
Amen。